CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you as usual from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text on the RSGB's own website. Good morning, it's Sunday the 28th of May 2017. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines: Ofcom licensing portal weekend outage, new vlog features, Yota Super Supporter, TX Factor 16 released. Ofcom has advised the RSGB that its online licensing portal will be unavailable from 6pm on Friday the 26th of May until 8am on Tuesday the 30th of May because of related systems work. On Thursday the 11th of May, the Polish government published a Gazette notice amending regulations in the National Frequency Allocation Table. Polish amateurs are now permitted access to the WRC 15 60-metre amateur secondary allocation of 5351.5 to 5366.5 kHz under ITU footnote 5.133b, that is, with 15 watts EIRP. They also have access from 70 to 7.30 MHz on a secondary basis with 20 watts EIRP. I think that must be 70.30. I'm not sure what that's supposed to be. According to the Gazette notice, these regulations come into force 14 days following the publication, so we should expect to be hearing Polish stations on the band soon. The RSGB is delighted to have 7 super supporters for youngsters on the air, Yota 2017, and the latest vlog features one of them, Martin G4HKS, from Martin Lynch and Sons. In the vlog, he chats about being a radio amateur for most of his life and explains why MLNS chose to support Yota 2017. You can hear this and all the other vlogs and read latest Yota 2017 news on the RSGB website. TX Factor Episode 16 is now available. In Episode 16, new team member Pete Sipple, M0PSX, looks forward to Youngsters on the Air 2017 and chats to some key players at this summer's Yota UK event. Pete also finds time to take an eager look at the new Kenwood THD-74E dual-band handheld that includes D-Star. Rob chats to Bob Inderbitzen, N1QR, from the ARRL about the league's worldwide presence, and Mike investigates two clever devices from Sotabeams that will help improve the filtering of your FT817 and check the efficiency of your HF antenna respectively. As details in this month's Radcom, go to www.txfactors.co.uk to view the video TX Factor is sponsored by the RSGB and Martin Lynch and Sons. Following the co-option of the current chair, Mark Philip Willis, M0PHI, to the RSGB board, applications are invited for the role of chair of TEC, the RSGB Training and Education Committee. The committee covers most aspects of radio-related training other than those within the remit of the Examination Standard Committee. Its interests range from encouraging new entrants into the amateur service, training trainers, syllabus review and rollout, helping disabled amateurs and working with schools. Full details of the committee, current projects and members can be found at tinyurl.com/gb2rs-figures0528. Applications by CV should be sent by email to RSGB General Manager Steve Thomas, M1ACB, via email to gm.dept@rsgb.org.uk to arrive by the 1st of July. The RSGB Regional Council has elected Ian Douglas at G7MFN as chairman and Mick Senior, G4EFO, as secretary for the coming year. The Regional Council comprises the elected regional managers and the president and is responsible for representation of members' interest, promotion and coordination of the Society's activities in the region. From next Sunday, the 4th of June, there'll be a news reading of GB2RS on 144.250 MHz SSB at 8:30pm by G8VHI. Reg will be transmitting north, west and east from his location in Nuneaton using separate antennas. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. Today the 28th, the Durham and District ARS Radio Rally takes place at Bowburn Community Centre, County Durham. DH65AT, the venture, has disabled facilities and car parking on site. Doors are open from 10:30 to 2:30, with disabled visitors gaining access from 10:15. Admission £2. There'll be a trade stand, bring and buy, talk-in, catering on site, plus an RSGB bookstore. More details from Michael, G7TWX, 07826924192, or email to dadars@gmx.com. Today the 28th, Causeway Closed Glens ARC Radio Rally takes place at Bush Mills Community Centre, 14 Dunluce Road, Bush Mills in County Antrim, BT578QG. Car parking disabled facilities at the venue, doors open 11 a.m, entry £3, there'll be trade stands, bring and buy, RSGB bookstore and catering on site. Contact Stevie Morrow, MI0ULK, 07544923956, or email stephenfigures769@talktalk.net. Next Sunday the 4th, of Spalding and District ARS takes place at the Sir John Gleed Technology School, Holmer Gardens, Spalding in Links, PE11 2EF. There's free car parking on site, doors open 10 a.m. Trade stands outside car boot area and catering on site. Details from John, G4NBR, 07946302815. Also on the 4th, the 21st Red Rose QRP Festival will be held at the Rose Centre, also known as Lowton Civic Hall, Hesketh Meadow Lane, Lowton in Warrington, WA32AH. There's easy access from all directions, including M6, M61, M60 and A580. The venue has large spacious halls at ground level and free car parking. Disabled facilities, doors open from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m, admission £2, children under 14 free. There'll be trade and individual stalls as well as club stands, including RSGB and GQRP. There'll be bring and buy, catering available on site. Contact Les Jackson, G4HZJ, on 01942870634 for details. If you have ever any rally events or information for future editions of GB2RS News in Radcom or on the RSGB website, please email full details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The GB2RS deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursday. Now for DX News, compiled from 425 DX News and other sources, Thomas OZ1AA is active as 5Z4, stroke call sign from Kenya, until the 15th of June. He plans to visit Lamu Island, which is IOTA AF040, until the 29th. QSL via Club Logs OQRS and Logbook of the World, or via OZ1ACB. Jean-Pierre F6CTF will be active as TX5X from the Leeward Islands and the Windward Islands in French Polynesia between late May and early August. He'll be using the 10 to 80 metre bands SSB, CW and JT65. Look for him operating Mickey Mouse 2. Max ON5UR will be active holiday style as HB0 stroke call sign from Liechtenstein from the 27th of May to the 3rd of June, QSL via home call. Kevin K6TOP will be active again as VP2V stroke call sign from Tortola in the British Virgin Islands, NA023, from the 28th of May to the 5th of June. He operates almost exclusively using CW on 40, 30, 20, 17, 15 and 10 metres, QSL Logbook of the World or direct to NR6M. Bruce K5TEN will be active as K4D from Dog Island, NA085, from the 3rd to the 11th of June. He'll operate CW and SSB on 6 to 40 metre bands. QSL home call, cqrz.com for more. Now for special event news, GB1SCW will be on the air from Shoreham National Coastwatch Institute Lookout on the 3rd and 4th of June. The location is near Shoreham Beach Car Park, postcode BN435HY. Operation will be between 5 a.m. and 4 p.m. in the lookout compound. Try your hand at Morse and explore amateur radio. Due to its beach location, access for the disabled is restricted. Shoreham Fort will be open for visitors. The Yorkshire Dales Contest Group will be active from Friday the 26th to Monday the 29th of May in the Yorkshire Dales. The activity is for World Flora and Fauna, WAB Squares, World Castles and North Pennines, UNESCO Global Geopark. Activity will be on HF, VHF and UHF. They'll be at high locations in the evenings and night times. The itinerary can be found on MX0YCG page on QRZ.com. GB6GEO will be on the air from the English Riviera Global Geopark during the 2nd and 3rd of June, transmitting from Kent's Cavern, Torquay. See QRZ.com for the latest updates. Mid-Ulster ARC will be at the Lurgan Agricultural Show with a demonstration station on the 3rd of June from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Visitors are welcome to Lurgan Park, Windsor Avenue, Lurgan, BT67 9BG. On the 4th of June, Coventry ARS will be supporting Youth Aviation Day by putting GB4YAD on the air from the Gliding Centre, Husbands Bosworth in Leicestershire. The resting place of the keel from Marconi's floating lab, the yacht Elettra, will be the site of a special event in conjunction with the annual Museum Ships Weekend event. On the 3rd and 4th of June, the Elettra, sponsored by the Guglielmo Marconi Foundation, will use the call sign IQ4FE. A special QSL card will be sent. Contest news now. The CQ Worldwide's WPXCW contest ends its 24-hour run at 23:59 UTC today, the 28th. CW is the only mode to use, with activity on all contest bands 1.8 to 28 megs. RST and serial number forms the exchange. Today, the 28th sees two contests on higher bands from 0600 UTC to 1800 UTC. The UK MG contest is open on all modes on all bands from 5.7 to 10 gigs. The 70 megahertz cumulative number 3 runs from 1400 UTC to 1600 UTC using all modes on the 70 megahertz band. The report for both contests is RST, serial number and locator. CW National Field Day takes place next weekend from 1500 UTC on the 3rd to 1500 UTC on the 4th. Using 1.8 to 28 megs bands, the exchange of signal report and serial number. Also next weekend, CNET, or Southeast Asia Network, contest running from 1200 TTC on the 3rd for 24 hours. Using CW and SSB on the 3.5 to 28 megs bands, the exchange of signal report and serial number. I think TTC should be UTC, so that's from 1200 UTC. The UK 6-metre group Summer Ease contest runs from 1300 UTC on the 3rd to 1300 UTC on the 4th. Using all modes, the exchange of signal report, serial number, locator and UK SMG membership number, if you have one. Finally, for next weekend, the UK Microwave Group's low band contest is Telnet 1000 UTC to 1600 UTC on the 4th, using all modes on the 1.3, 2.3, and 3.4 gigs bands. The exchange of signal report, serial number, and locator. Now, for radio propagation report compiled by G0KYAG3YLA and G4BAO. Last week's forecast of unsettled geomagnetic conditions at the beginning of the week and more settled conditions later was fairly accurate. The K-index at high latitudes rose to 5 on Monday, but settled down to 2 and 3 by Thursday. At middle latitudes, it was very settled after Wednesday. The solar flux index was the range of 74 to 78, with just one single sunspot group visible on the solar surface. As a result, HF conditions were not outstanding, although there were F2 layers opening up to 17 metres and even occasionally 15 metres. As we move towards having summer HF conditions, the maximum usable frequency over 3,000 km path is often staying above 7 megs through the night, with occasional nighttime F layer openings up to 14 MHz. Sporadic E is also proving worthwhile, with good short skip openings on HF, predominantly around late morning and late afternoon, although these can occur at other times. Next week we may see similar conditions with the solar flux index in the low to mid-70s. Uncharacteristically, we expect to see more settled geomagnetic conditions next week, which should bode well for HF. As a result, there may be some good daytime F2 layer DX to be had, and don't ignore the daytime sporadic E openings, plus the possibility of late evening and nighttime DX on 20 to 40 metres. Now, the VHF and UP propagation, there's some uncertainty in the weather models for the week ahead, with no real agreement between them. They predict alternating periods of high and low pressure. The high pressure period predicted for the beginning of the week has some agreement, so which should provide some tropo opportunities. In the summer, these favourable conditions are quite often to be found throughout the day and night across the seas. Advert has just blocked out half my text. Wish it wouldn't. the favourable conditions are quite often to be found throughout the day and night across the seas around Britain, but only briefly around dawn over the land. Mist and fog are good indicators, and there may be some lift conditions. There have been some very good sporadic openings recently, including some transatlantic JT65A QSOs. These openings are associated with activity produced near jet streams in the upper atmosphere at 10 kilometres, which can couple with the E region 100 kilometres higher to produce the right conditions for sporadic E. Check the RSGB forum propagation question and answer for a daily blog on the prospects for these favoured conditions. The low pressure periods may produce some heavy showers and associated rain scatter on the gigahertz bands. The Omicron Cetid daytime meteor shower continues until the 2nd of June, but is past its peak, so stick to early mornings for random meteor scatter QSOs. The moon reached perigee last Friday and is at a maximum declination today, so the early part of the week is the best for EME. Losses will increase and windows shorten as the week progresses. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me. Until next week.